Good evening and welcome to The Delilah Show. Tonight we have a guest with us who I just recently was introduced to. And I don't understand, Michael Franti, how our paths have not crossed. How did that happen? How have you been dodging me?
I don't know, Dee. I've been hiding from you as a listener. But I'm super happy to meet you. I feel like we have so many things in common and share the love of the healing power of music. And, you know, right now it's the start of summer. Thank God. You know, it's been for a lot of us, it's been
a long winter. Where is that stupid little groundhog? It just never, it felt like it was never going to end. And you got a new song out celebrating that it is summertime.
Yeah, I've got a perfect song for summer. It's a super happy, super fun song. And, you know, it's got a classic idea to it, which is that summertime is always in our hands. So to me, that's a metaphor for what summer can be, even in the coldest moments of winter or the various seasons of our life, that we have the access of the joy of summer through our memories and through the people that we love. And so, you know, the song is about that. And I made a video for it, which is a really powerful expression of that.
Wait. You can't just gloss over, Michael, your video. It's a powerful expression of memories. No, let's just mention the fact that when I was introduced to the video for Summertime is in Our Hands, I had no idea. I was not emotionally prepared for what I was about to experience. And here I am standing around with a bunch of my kids and we're all laughing and they're like, whoa, mom, dude's cool. This is a great song. We're listening to the lyrics and the song more than paying attention to the video, or they are anyway. And then it hits me what I'm watching.
Yeah.
And I start sobbing. And then when I realize that it is what I'm watching, it's someone's bucket list, I'm bawling like a fool. And I called Janie, my producer. I'm like, how could you do this to me without preparing me? It's a joyful song, but the video, Michael, just gets you in the feels.
Yeah, it does. You know, and that's what I want to do. You know, I've made...
You sneak up on somebody and just grab them by the heart like that?
Sneak up.
Wow, that's a move I would pull on the air.
You know, the thing is, there's so many videos that are about just fun in the summer. And, you know, I feel like summer is something more than that. You know, when I think back on summer, you know, I think about all the great moments that I had with my family and with my dad. And my childhood was not always easy. You know, I was adopted. I was raised by an alcoholic father in a mixed family. My mom was a school teacher. We got by, you know, with five kids on very little. And but we had summers. And summer was our time to go fishing with my dad. Summer was our time to, you know, to swim and to be in the sunshine and to create memories at barbecues and at church, you know, ice cream socials on the 4th of July and all these incredible things. And so I wanted the song and the video to be about someone who was letting go of somebody who was very close to them and who was recalling all those memories that they had together, as well as the things that they had dreamed of doing but never were able to do together.
So we will continue this conversation with Michael Franti in just a moment. Michael, hold that thought, because I want to take a moment to pause and thank the folks at Audible.com for making this podcast available. It's free to anybody who wants to download it, to share it, to listen to it, anytime, day or night. And it's the folks at audible.com. Man, they have so many great books, great stories that you can listen to and get into the feel, the excitement of the mystery books or the romance of the romantic books. Audible.com. the fine folks that are sponsoring this podcast today and making it possible for you to download it and enjoy it anytime you want. Thank you to the wonderful people at Audible for sponsoring this podcast, but also for providing so many book titles, so many wonderful, wonderful books for all of us to enjoy. Now, back to our conversation with Michael Fronte. Michael, welcome back.
It's a beautiful video. Folks will have to find Summertime is in our hands, and I believe we're going to be able to do a link to that at our website. Is that true? Yeah. So Delilah.com or our Facebook page, Delilah, so that you can, you know, have your heart touched as deeply as mine was. I am going to be kind here, Michael, though, and give folks a warning, which my producer, Janie, did not do for me. It is perhaps the most emotionally touching and beautiful, but poignant video I have seen in years.
Thank you.
And I hear you produced it. Is that true?
Yeah, I directed it, and you know we were trying to think of what we wanted to do to make this thing be special. And you know, these days, you know, there's not a lot of money at record labels to make videos. So I was like, you know, I'm just gonna do this on my own. And so we went out and we shot it. And
it doesn't hurt that you've got a place in Bali so that you could shoot it there with beautiful people and fun. What do they call the taxis in Bali? In Ghana, where I go, they call them trotros.
You know, they just call them taxi.
Really? The fun painted taxis don't have a special name?
No, they just call them taxis over there. T-A-K-S-I. And there's a guy in the video there who's driving that, and he's actually a friend of mine, and
dude with the ears.
He's got incredibly large hoop earrings that you'll see displayed in the video. But he's really cool, super cool guy, and also a musician. And you know, so when I enlisted him for this, he was like, "I'm in. What can I do?" And so we actually spent the whole day riding around in his car listening to his reggae album, which is amazing to hear reggae sung in Indonesian. And that was our background soundtrack for the making of the video.
Well, it's a fun video, and it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. The couple that stars in the video, just gorgeous.
They glow.
They glow.
They glow, and you really feel their love on camera. And that was something that was super important to me when we made this video, is that I wanted I wanted people to feel, you know, the idea of the song, and that in order to make it be believable, we had to find a couple that was super in love and willing to be really, you know, vulnerable in this thing. And you know, we found an incredible group of people, and all of our friends and family and everybody just pitched in. My son is one of the people in the video too, and he jumps in the car with them at the beginning, and so it was a real, you know, family effort.
Well, it's a fun song, a great song by Michael Fronte. What is the name of the CD?
Soul Rocker.
Soul Rocker is the album that's out, but Summertime is in Our Hands is the single. Fun song. Perfect when you're making s'mores and playing volleyball on the beach and hanging out with your friends this summer. But like you said, it's...
And making memories.
Making memories.
That's really what summer is about for me.
Favorite summertime memory. I heard you mention fishing with your dad. Outside of that one, favorite, all-time favorite summertime tradition or memory for you and your family?
The ice cream truck.
The ice cream truck.
I still have these vivid memories of when that bell would go off down, you know, the whatever song it was, but it was like ding, 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 like, and we would hear it from the next block over. And when it would come around the corner, I would get so excited, and we'd be begging our, you know, my mom for however many nickels and quarters we could, you know, scrape up and go out and get an ice cream. And that's still, like, you know, the most vivid thing that pops into my mind as a kid.
Do you want to know what a cool mom I am?
Yes.
I'm about to blow your mind here, Michael, with my coolness as a mom.
Okay.
I know the ice cream man in our town, And I lived down a really long road. We're like a third of a mile, a half a mile away from any road that an ice cream man would come down.
Yeah.
And I told Cliff, our ice cream man, if you come down our road in the summer, I promise you, you will sell more ice cream than the whole neighborhood up the hill, because I got so many kids. And so every Friday in the summer, Cliff comes down, the ice cream man comes. The kids have no idea that I know that I knew him. And and it's magical. It's magical. They hear him at the top of the road, and they will run up the dirt road to go meet him.
Nice. Well, you win.
That yeah.
Definitely the coolest mom. The coolest mom of summer.
Yeah. They love the ice cream truck. And, sometimes I sit there going, I could buy an entire carton of ice cream for what I just spent on four.
It's not the same. It doesn't taste the same.
You're right.
Feel the same.
It's not.
And, the ice cream truck comes at the perfect moment. It only comes when it's so hot out that you can't stand it anymore. And that the most perfect thing for that moment is that, stuff that makes your tongue blue.
yeah, and probably has someone to die and stuff in it. It's terrible for you, but it's summertime ice cream truck, and you're kind of given a pass. There's some things that you just are given a pass on, and that's one of them.
It's soul food for the summer,
Okay, ice cream trucks, fishing with your dad. I'll tell you my favorite summertime memory that this song is perfect for is my family would go every 4th of July to some little piece of property my dad had bought years before that was close to a lake. It wasn't on the lake, but it was walking distance to the lake. And we had built a cabin on it that was 12 by 10, which was more like a storage shed, but had a hot plate in it and a toilet in it. And my dad and my brother and I and another friend had built it by hand. And our whole family and all the neighbor kids and anybody that wanted to come would pile down, and we would have a big bonfire. And then we would walk down to the lake on the 4th of July and watch the fireworks. And
that's
it was
beautiful.
So magical. It was like the best time of my life. And when I'm having a tough time, man, I can close my eyes and be back on those docks with my sister and my brother and my friends. And I'm there. I'm transported back in time to such an innocent age. I love that. I love the fact that your song brings that feeling out.
Yeah. My wife and I, we started a nonprofit three and a half years ago called Do It for the Love. And what Do It for the Love is kind of like a Make-A-Wish foundation, except for music. So we bring people with advanced stages of life-threatening illness and children and adults with special needs and wounded veterans, including PTSD, to see any live concert by any artist in North America. And so people just write to us and say, my sister has stage 4 breast cancer, and she wants to see Garth Brooks, or my daughter has special needs, and she wants to see Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift, or whoever, and we get them to the concert. And in the last 3 years, we've sent over 900 families to concerts. And the thing that we hear the most coming back to us is the memories that are created. Just like you described of that, little tiny cabin that you had to sleep with your feet hanging out on the front porch, but it was the most magical thing of your life. And music really does that for us. It moves our hearts and it opens us up in ways that we sometimes never expect. And when we have family members who are going through challenges, a lot of times it becomes a challenge for the whole family. It becomes a caretaking for that person becomes a job for the entire family. And so we send the whole family to see live music. And it started because my wife and I met a couple online, Hope and Steve Zember. And Hope was writing to me and saying, my husband has very advanced stages of ALS. And his concert may be the last one. Or your concert, maybe the last one he ever gets to go to, and you're his favorite artist. So we invited them to the show, and a big festival in Florida in front of 20,000 people, and they were on the side of the stage, and I look over, and I'm playing the song Life is Better with You, and I see...
Is that the one you wrote for your wife when you proposed?
That's the one I wrote for my wife when I proposed to her, yeah.
You're such a hopeless romantic, Michael. I love that.
And I look over, and Steve whispers to his wife, you know, he's in a wheelchair and he can't move. His whole body has rigor. He can move his mouth a little bit and his eyes, and that's it. And he says, "I want to get up and dance." And so with all her strength, she lifts his rigored body up out of his chair, and they have the most beautiful slow dance in front of 20,000 people. And I'm tearing up on stage, and I look over at my wife. She's crying. I look over to the other side of my big, tough bass player. He's bawling, you know. And so we said, let's do this for as many families as we possibly can. And I asked Steve afterwards what this meant to him. He said, you know, Michael, before this, at this festival, people were avoiding me. And I look kind of funny. My face is kind of gnarled up. I drool, you know. But afterwards, people came up to me and they said, "Hi, Steve. Nice to meet you, Steve." And I went from being the guy in the wheelchair to being Steve.
A person.
And that is why we do what we do. And if there's anybody out there who has a friend or family member who needs music in that way right now, just write to us at doitfortheLove.org, and we'll get you out to see whatever concert you want to see this summer.
Wow, that is a wonderful project, wonderful heart. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing that. But thank you for your music, and thank you for your spirit. I got to talk to you off the air and get to know you. And you and one of your siblings are adopted, right?
Yeah. So my parents, the Frontis, had three kids of their own, and they're Finnish Americans. They're second generation immigrants from Finland. And then they adopted myself and another African American son. I have one sister who's a lesbian. I have a brother who's a police officer. We come from the most mixed family you could possibly be in. And you know, my mom was a school teacher, like I mentioned. She's a very, very tough lady. You know, she's very loving, but you know, having five kids, tearing the house apart, she had to be there with a, you know, with a sharp tongue at times, I should say. But my mom was insistent that when we went out to our neighborhood to play, that it didn't matter if a kid went to a different school, if they played on a different soccer team, if they went to a church or a mosque or a synagogue, or if they spoke a different language or had two moms or had two dads, we were supposed to treat every kid that we met the way that we expected to be treated, or perhaps even a little bit better than the way that we hoped to be treated.
That do unto others thing. What a concept.
What a concept.
What a concept that we should treat other people the way we would like to be treated, with the same dignity and respect. Who would have thought that was a thing?
Yeah.
Well, and give your mom, is your mom still living?
My mom's still alive.
Give her my love and tell her thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for teaching you and instilling in her kids the golden rule.
Yeah.
I try so hard, you know, with my kids. I would probably be, when you meet me in the way I parent my kids, 10,000 times more strict than your mom was. Because our world has changed, Michael, from when you and I were growing up.
Oh, it's changed so much.
I mean, there's so much more destructive stuff out there for kids to be hurt by.
And just for kids to be able to be kids for as long as they can be, and then to grow up and become open-hearted adults that still, you know, cherish those ideals of, you know, the golden rule and just basic, simple things of life. And, you know, these days, with, you know, everything is happening in the world, you know, politically, environmentally, socially, on the internet, bullying, all these kinds of things. It's hard. It's a tough life. And for kids out there who are exposed every day to this intensity of life that we see coming at us through our cell phones, you know, it's a hard time to grow up, and kids need the love and the guidance and the support. And I think more than anything else, knowing that they're going to be okay. And I think that's the main thing that I've learned raising my two sons, is just telling them that, you know what, son, you're going to be all right. Things are going to work out, and you know, have faith in yourself and have confidence and do your best to be kind to other people, and it will come back to you.
Amen to that. I'm speaking with Michael Fronte about his song and video, Summertime is in Our Hands. You can go to Facebook or Delilah.com to see it, to share it, to tell your friends about it, to listen to it time and time again, and to watch the powerful, poignant video. Your foundation, again, how people can get in touch, Do It For The Love.
DoItForTheLove.org.
.org. Do It For The Love. Let me write this down. .org. If somebody in your family is critically or terminally ill and some live music would be a blessing to them, go to DoItForTheLove.org.
Yep. Or wounded vets or people with family members with special needs also go there too.
Thank you for thinking of our wounded warriors and encouraging them to be a part of Do It For The Love. Because, man, do they do it for the love. They did it
for the love.
They do it for the love. Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's the hardest thing ever is to miss your family, you know, and to be away from them for long periods of time. And you know, I've come back. In 2004, I went and took a trip to Iraq, and I played music on the streets there for people. I played for Iraqi civilians in the daytime, and I played for U.S. soldiers at night. And I met young men and women from all across the country who were there, and you know, for all of them had different reasons for being there, but they all were people who cared about our country, and they all were missing their families. And so I want to give a shout out to anybody who's out there listening tonight, anybody who is stationed anywhere in the world, any veterans who are out there, we're thinking about you. And especially during the summertime, we're sending love to your families back home.
Well, we're on Armed Forces Radio now, Michael, so they all heard that. So, blessings to all of our military men and women, and to you and your family, and just bless you, bless you, bless you. Thank you for Summertime is in Our Hands. Thank you for the video, but thank you for the fun, fun song.
Thank you. That's what music's about. Just, you know, sometimes it's a thing that helps us to, you know, just escape and have fun, but it's also a thing that helps us to go deep inside our soul and find out what's there and really give voice to our authentic self.
And that is why I'm on the air every night.
That's what I was going to say. I want to thank you for being a champion of that belief, you know, and the way that you mix in, you know, stories, music, and bringing people to, you know, really open up their heart and share what's really happening in their life and what's real. You know, I feel like there's no better way to do it than with music right now. And with all the things that are happening in the world, we need music more than ever.
I have heard it said that music is the language of angels, and I believe it. I believe that when you can't find the words, when you can't express the deepest emotions, whatever those are, you know, pain or sorrow or joy or love, that music is the way that I get it out.
Yeah. It's because of the way it feels. You know, your body remembers the feeling, even when your mind can't remember specific, you know, dates or times or whatever, you remember the way it feels. And that's what I think really the real power of music to help us access those feelings.
Well, thank you, Michael, for giving us all this time, for giving us your heart, for giving us your music, for Summertime is in Our Hands, and I can't wait to see what the next song you're going to spring on us is going to be.
Thank you so much for having me, and just want to give a big shout-out to all your listeners. I'm one of them, so I feel honored to be on the show, and have a great summer, and if you have a friend or family member who needs music, just go to us at doitfortheLove.org, and we'll get you guys out to a concert.
Awesome. Awesome. Love you. God bless you.
God bless you, too.